Yesterday on the show, we were talking about government cuts to spiritual care in Saskatchewan hospitals. It means that patients will need to find their own spiritual care providers. And one of the options that some people are exploring is death doulas. Regina's Jordana Buchan has stage 4 metastatic breast cancer and has started planning for her death. She wants the help of someone who can help her navigate all the complicated emotions and logistics that come with the end of life. And this is why she turned to Regina death doula Denise Séguin-Horth. CBC was there the morning the two women met for the first time, cups of tea in hand, to discuss journeying together.
Hi, Jordana.
Hi, Denise.
I'm really glad you came today, and I'm glad we get to explore what it is that you might want to see through using the services as a death doula.
My name's Jordana Buchan, and I've lived in Regina my whole life. I have 2 kids. My husband is a great support to me as I travel through my experience with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. I'm approaching death. I can see it coming, but I'm not ready. I'm not ready for it, and if there's a possibility that anybody could help me step through it, it's just an amazing gift that somebody is willing to do that for other people.
So I guess I want to know, what do you know about death doulas?
I know that it's compared to a birth doula, right? So you help through a process, and this particular process is the process of death. And I know that you not only help the person who is facing death, but family members as well. And there's a spiritual side to it and a practical side to it as well. And that's something that it comforts me to know that I can come to you when the time is right, and that those services are there. I feel good. I feel healthy right now, but I know that could change. That could turn on a dime. And I need, for the sake of my family, I need to be ready. And I also want them to have some supports, because I know that the death doulas do help support the families as well as the person who is dying. So I think that's just, it's invaluable.
So the way I like to show up, death doulas, there's so many different branches of what people want to do. Some people want to do home funerals and they focus there. Some people focus on the legalities of advanced planning and wills, or all the ins and outs of that. Where I feel called to do is the one-on-one work with people and their family and supporting them. And it's always not really just at the time of death. It could be pre and it can be post as well, whatever the family wants and whatever the client wants. And so pre can be just navigating some of those emotions. Sometimes people who are told or diagnosed with a terminal illness, they can't always be fully honest with the loved ones around them because they're also protecting them.
My daughter is 8 and my son is 10. And so I was diagnosed when they were 5 and 3. And I went through chemo and I lost my hair, and we just told them, oh, it was a really hot summer and daddy had to shave mommy's head. And they were little enough that they basically accepted that. But I've basically exhausted all of the non-chemo options. So chemo is going to be in the cards eventually. Like, it's going to happen again, and we're going to have to explain something to them. But at the same time, I'm hoping it can be in a way that it's just not constantly on their minds that mommy is closer to death than not. I don't think anybody in my family really wants to talk about it. So I know that it's going to happen, or that it needs to happen. And I don't want to push, but I think I think I need to know what they want. And then in terms of like a service or those kinds of things in the immediate, I struggle with, is it going to be better for my kids for me to die at home or in the hospital? Because for me, it's irrelevant, honestly. If it's whatever is going to be, I don't want my kids to feel like their home is a scary place, or, you know, that they can't feel comfortable in their home because I died there.
This is a place where I don't feel alone. This is a place that I call my home.
And so we can show up for that safe, uncensored place where people can share the emotions and just... I feel that deaf doulas are here to empower people to navigate through their emotions. I don't feel we're here to save the day or fix anything. I feel that it's a work we do together mm-hmm. for healing. I like to see it as a holistic approach. So yes, we take into consideration all that's going on. We're non-medical. We're not funeral directors. However, we can bridge the gap between those two things, where medical is there to save lives and support you. Mm-hmm. Funeral directors are there to help afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I feel that deaf doulas are here to help that transition of all the rest in between.
The idea that you can have someone help address those questions that you have in your final days, or just have a conversation with you about it, that maybe, like I say, maybe your family isn't ready to have or isn't equipped to have, nor necessarily should they be. But it's comforting to know that there are people that can help you in that way.
That was Regina's Jordana Buck, and she has stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. She's asked Denise Sagan-Horth, one of Regina's death doulas, to journey with her and her family when it's time. And that incredible piece of radio brought to you by the Morning Edition's Nicole Huck. Thanks, Nicole, for that story. There are currently about 10 death doulas practicing in and around Regina. Fees vary from person to person.